The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55KRC, The Talk Station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's trigger time.
Okay, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. Thank you for joining us tonight. As always, I'm joined in the booth by my wife, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott's with us as well.
Good evening.
Our guest tonight, Dr. Keith Nelson, very regular on the show. First guest I think we ever had on the show, and he's back again with us tonight. Keith, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Good to be here again, Joe.
Get his mic up. Let's try it again, Keith. Are you with
us? Yeah,
I'm
right now. Yeah, pleasure to be here again. Thank you very much.
As always, tonight we're going to talk about just about anything gun related. But Keith is the weekend concealed carry instructor at Target World, and I'll tell you, he does an incredible job with that course. So, I've always said it on this show, if you need to get a CCW class under your belt, Keith is who I would see. So if you want to join the show, you got a question or a comment. He's a concealed carry guru. He knows all about concealed carry issues and laws here in Ohio and all the rules. So give us a call, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. Also, just in the way of an announcement, a lot of people, and I think, Keith, you'd agree, that carry the snubby revolvers. We see a lot of people carrying those, relying on those as concealed carry weapons. When I say a snubby, I'm talking about typically the hammerless air weights, but any 2-inch barreled or 38 special, very common, some 357, some smaller calibers too. What we've seen in our class is when people are put under stress and there's a target coming closing in on them, they're having a very difficult time getting that weapon out and getting accurate shots on it. And out at Tactical Defense Institute, they're doing a 2-day snubby revolver course in June, June 25 and 26. You don't have to have had any previous training at TDI to go out and take this class. I'm telling you, and I can't say this enough, I assure you, if you're carrying one of these firearms and you have not tried to use it in a defensive type setting or a scenario that was set up to be like a defensive setting, you are going to be surprised how you perform with it. They seem to be really easy to use. They're simple. That's what I hear from everybody. Well, it's real simple. You know, holds 5 rounds, can't misfire. And it's just something to carry. Every person that we've seen come through our class when the target starts closing in on them, they've missed with that shot.
They're a tough gun to shoot, even for an experienced person, as you know.
Right.
You have to stage the trigger, and you got to do some work with the gun before you can really get good groups with it. But an emergency situation for a less than experienced person, they become pretty insurmountable sometimes.
Yeah.
And I've had that problem in my class too. And I normally, if someone comes in with one of those, I give them a 4-inch barrel and say, go through the course with this and then practice with the 2.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things. They look simple. They are simple. They're small, so you want to carry them. The problem is that they require... I'd say they probably require at least twice as much as any other handgun or more. I mean, it's just they're easy to miss with. They're easy to miss with at close range. Remember, you're carrying this thing to defend your life. So you take it for what it's worth. But if I were going to carry one of those guns, I were going to bet my life on one, I'd make certain I took advantage of anything that was available. This 2-day course, I assure you, like everything else they put on, I haven't taken this course yet. In fact, we're going to go to this class. It's going to be what makes the difference between being able to perform and not perform, maybe for a person that has no experience. And as Keith said, if you're going to carry one of these guns, you got to shoot it a lot. I mean, you got to shoot this gun a lot. That's just a fact. So they're convenient, but you need to work up to them. We wanted to talk about our Concealed Carry 2 classes meeting. It's on the website. You know, I feel stupid now. I don't know exactly what day it's on the second. I think it's the second week in May on the web. It's on the website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com. Go there. It's under the attention section. If you're interested in signing up for that class, go to Target World, contact Target World, 772-3343. It's also how you sign up for Keith's, concealed carry class. And, so if you're interested, go ahead and sign up for that. Keith, what's let's see. I saw something on Facebook. I forget what it was. Somebody was commenting on, we're all in trouble now because people are going to be carrying guns in bars.
Yeah. And well, so I saw that too. It was actually an article that appeared in the Inquirer last week, and it was a result of the passage in the Senate of Senate Bill 17, mm-hmm. which has been kicking around a while for a couple of years. But the Senate passed it with a good majority. If I think it's 25-7, and it goes to the House now. And it doesn't. That's a false allegation that it carrying bars. You're not going to be able to carry in bars per se. It's going to, and we haven't got the final wording yet, but it's probably going to be along the 51% rule. In other words, if it's a restaurant, if 51% or more of the income is derived from non-alcohol sales or food, it's a restaurant. Otherwise, right. it's a bar. And you'll be able to go to the restaurant and in the restaurant section and not drink. You can't be imbibe in alcohol, and you won't be able to go to the bar section in the restaurant. So carrying in bars is not true.
Right. And well, here's the thing is, and this is what I think I'm right in saying this. Do not other states allow people to carry guns in restaurants that serve alcohol as long as they're not drinking?
42 of the states that have concealed carry laws do, including all the states around Ohio.
Yeah, and you'd think that, well, how come there's not a whole bunch of people piled up out in front of the bar, these restaurants every night?
There's been no problem.
You know, and there's not going to be. And I even had a guy that's a absolute pro-gun guy telling me, he's like, well, I don't know. I kind of agree. I don't think people should be allowed to carry anywhere they serve alcohol. Because I know, because I think what will happen is they'll get in there and they'll say they ain't going to drink, but then they'll start looking at that alcohol and want it real bad, and then they'll start drinking. I'm like, well, my God. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, but it sounds to me like this particular person's got problems that go
maybe
beyond.
Maybe he has a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, and some, you know, and I know, I've met people and you've met people that can have one beer and turn into idiots, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Most people aren't like that, but you're always making rules for the exceptions.
Sure,
and you have to do that. So you're not going to be able to consume alcohol legally and have a gun.
Right.
So, you know, it's a non-starter.
Right.
And so why they portray that in the media, I think it's just fear-mongering.
Right. It is. It's like most of what they do. You know, it's get everybody afraid, get everybody scared, and let's try to keep people from being armed. The bottom line is people, law-abiding citizens, responsible people being armed does not lead to problems. It does not lead to problems. If anything, in fact, what it does lead to is a reduction in crime rates. We know that. We can prove that across the board. The bottom line is, though, that this notion that you're going to have people, you know, they're going to be passing out handguns at the door at every bar. This is not the case. There's a great deal of restriction. Same thing. It's common sense. You don't go out and get drunk when you're carrying a firearm. But we know that.
Let's go back to when the law first got introduced in 2004. It was that same type of fear-mongering. There'd
sure.
be blood in the streets and people
right.
would shoot them. It's been the exact opposite.
Right.
So it's just extension here.
Right.
We're just going in alignment with what most other states do right now.
Right.
It's not an exception. It's
no, we're the
rule.
Exception now.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're just lining up with the border states and most of the other states that allow concealed carry. So this is nothing new. The notion that people will be allowed to carry a firearm if they're not drinking in a restaurant that serves alcohol is not a new thing. In fact, it is very common in all states that in most states that allow concealed carry, with the exception of Ohio. So. Okay, 513-749-5500. That's 749-5500. If you'd like to join the show, you got a question about Ohio concealed carry or any concealed carry, we'll try to answer it for you, or any other gun question. We're going to take a short break. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time. 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range. All in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Watching over your wealth. Now more from the Steve Perrin Coordinated Financial Planning Studios on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show with a question or a comment, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. Yes, this is Trigger Time. Give us a call, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. If you have a question or comment about firearms or concealed carry, we're happy to answer your questions tonight. Tonight's guest expert, Dr. Keith Nelson, the weekend concealed carry instructor over at Target World. As I say this every time he's on, I went to Keith's class. That was a while back.
Like
I don't remember
six
how many.
Or seven
it was the
years
first year
ago.
I did it. Yeah, it was 2004 when the law first came out.
Right. Yeah. I sent my daughter to his class. I sent a lot of people to his class. What I found with the concealed carry course is it's restrictive. There's only so much you can do with it, and Keith does more with it than anyone else I've seen do in that 12-hour. That does that 12-hour segment. There's not a lot of time, but he does a great job. It's very informative. It's the best course I know of. It's like it. So I suggest that if you're going to do that class, you go there. And you can get Target World, www.targetworld.net, or 772-3343 is the phone number. Everybody knows where they're at. Call them. Just tell them you want to sign up for the weekend concealed carry course. Two-day class. Meets 6 hours a day, I guess.
Yeah, it's from 8 to 2 Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so it's...
They also have classes during the week for those that can't make it on the weekends.
Right.
I don't teach those.
Right, right. I had an interesting occurrence the other day. I don't know. I guess I didn't know. I don't feel like I overreacted, but in a way, you kind of feel silly once it's over. I backed into my garage, and I saw two gentlemen walking toward me that I didn't know, walking kind of fast, right, like they were going to come into my garage. And I happened to have been armed, very readily armed, in fact, as it turned out, because I was taking a firearm out of my truck. I pointed at them, and I said, "That's far enough," and while they're still in the driveway, "That's far enough, stop." And they didn't. They just kept coming. And then I said it with a little more personality, and they halted. The closest one to me halted literally a step from outside my garage. I'm in the garage, a step outside the garage. And I told them, "I'm not interested. Get off my property. Leave." And this is when they decided, to tell me who they were. They were Jehovah's Witnesses, what he said. And I said, "Look, I'm not interested. Please just leave." And this is when things kind of turned kind of weird, okay? He didn't. He looked down at the ground. He looked at me. And then he looked at his buddy, and him and his buddy started mumbling between themselves, okay, saying something that I couldn't hear. And that's when I got really nervous. And, I don't know where people train. I don't know if you go house to house for anything. And this is not a criticism of anyone's beliefs or what they do or how they do it. If you go door to door for your beliefs, whatever. But when you're on someone's property, okay, it's a really good idea to listen to what they say and consider for a moment. Okay, I know I'm here for a reason that makes me feel good. Okay, but this guy obviously doesn't feel good. I mean, and when they say stop, now I feel like what happened was the initial stop was that was the initial stop probably a lot of people give them, and they didn't want to they wanted to make sure I got their flyer. But these people were actually going to come into my garage despite my ask them not to. And I mean, what do you do? I mean, do you let them get close enough to get your hands on you? You can't do that, because let's face it, criminals will lie to you and say they're Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, there have even been criminals that have done home invasions posing as police officers. Yeah. You know, pounding on doors, kicking the door open, screaming, "Police, get down! Police, get down!" People get down, and once they're bound, they find out actually this is a robbery. Now, so we live in a world where these type of things happen. I understand that these people have their job to do, and they have their beliefs, and they want to do that. But to those of you who are out there that go door to door, think about what that person knows about you. They know nothing. You know you're there for a good reason. They don't know why you're here, okay? And it concerned me that people would be that diligent at their job that they would come onto a person's property and try to force their way, not force by physical, but ignore orders to leave and come inside. So if you're out there and you do this type of thing, try to look at it from the homeowner or the person's perspective that doesn't know that you're a good guy on a good mission that, has no idea what you're up to, because it's an uneasy feeling. And I didn't like the way it made me feel. I mean, when they started mumbling between themselves, I thought, I've got a real problem here. I mean, that wasn't a good sign at all. So on the concealed carry, I noticed today, I was at the concealed carry class today with Keith. I went on Sunday, went this morning to help him on the range portion. A lot of women in the class.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It really varies, but we had a majority of women this time, and very good shooters.
They were good shooters.
They were.
There was a number of them, and I don't know if, that's something that, you try to look at everything. By the way, if you don't join the show, 749-5500, if you got a question or a comment about Ohio concealed carry or firearms in general. I noticed that, you try to look at everything from a political standpoint and a real standpoint, but politically, women are politically carry more weight than male shooters. I mean, male shooters are, of course, they expect you and I to be gun people, but they don't expect women necessarily always to be gun. So it's good to see women getting into.
It is, and they make very excellent pistol shooters. Women generally are endowed with good high-hand coordination, which is really the be-all and end-all of pistol shooting. A lot of men think it's a muscle thing. You have to go up there and squeeze the trigger real hard,
which we
things
see.
Like that,
yeah.
Which isn't good. But women generally listen to you, and they have very good coordination, tactile.
Yeah. I know Amy did.
Sure.
Amy took to training. She had no training, and she took the training very well, a lot more than I did. I guess because
my wife shoots competitively, too.
So. Yeah, she does. That's right. And women that are – it's good to see women that are saying, okay, you know what, I'm going to take charge of things. I'm going to defend myself. It's good to see them out there, but they were, and one of the problems Amy had early on was she was afraid how she would do. She was afraid she wouldn't do well.
Well, right, I was afraid it would be a predominantly male environment, and I would be, looked at as a silly woman coming here and trying to get involved in their thing, and that wasn't what happened. I did a lot better than I expected to, and I was accepted, and, now I really like it.
I think generally men really like to see women shoot. It broadens the scope of what we're doing and appeal people from all walks of life and both sexes, and it's great.
Yeah, it is. It is. That bring that up, Friday Night Steel's coming up.
Yes. May 6th is going to be our first night this year.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to it. I think it's my eighth year running this thing. So.
Wow, 8 years. Yeah, because I remember years ago it was you held it at Target World. Now it's out at Fairfield Sportsman's, right?
Yeah, we started the steel out there. Two other guys did, actually, in 2000. And I took over 2004. And we've been running it ever since. And we run all summer, basically to the end of October when the light changes.
Right.
We're real active. We have a lot of shooters out there. I think everyone has a great time. You've been shooting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's,
I love
it's,
it.
It's a good training.
Yeah. And, again, the female representation out there is growing.
Yes.
You see more and more women shooting. And, if you're a woman who's thinking about taking a class and learning to shoot, let me tell you this right now. This notion you have that, well, I don't know if I can do it or I don't know how well I'll do. You will probably do better than the men in the class. That's typically what we see. They just do because, again, men already know everything. I mean, it's the truth. We do, you know, and women don't. So they'll listen and they'll just do what you tell them.
There's always performance anxiety with women and men. Yeah. I see a lot of men that say, I don't want to come out to the competition because people are going to make fun of me or something.
Right.
That's not what happens.
No. Friday Night Steel is probably, I mean, it is a competition. You have to say that because they, but I mean, it is, I don't compete. I don't compete at all in anything except Friday Night Steel. And I don't even, you're competing, I compete against myself. Nobody out there have, I've never even heard them in, like when they're waiting their turn and they're talking amongst themselves. You don't even hear them talking about, you know, I did better than you. I've never even heard that one time. It's just not that atmosphere. No. Everybody out there is there to have a good time and, you know, safety conscious, of course. But I'll tell you something. If you're carrying a firearm, and, I mean, hopefully you are, and if you're carrying a firearm, you need to remain sharp with that firearm. You need to practice drawing or quickly accessing that target and firing that target in a realistic time frame. And if you don't fire under some kind of stress sometime, okay, then you are going, you are hurting yourself, okay? You're risking your life and thinking, I'm going to be able to do this. So Friday Night Steel, in my opinion, is the best thing we have anywhere in this area locally that you can go do on a regular basis every week. You go over there. It's three stages. It's very well done, very well put together. It doesn't take up. You can hang out and all night if you want, or you can just work through the stages, but it is the best thing you can do. I noticed my shooting improve. When I would go, even just when you go a couple of times, because you're working those absolutely necessary fundamentals for tactical and for defensive shooting. That's what it is.
And there's some thinking process. It's not just shooting at a static target like
right.
a bullseye. You've got to hit some targets twice. You got to hit other ones once. You got to reload. And right. all those things are very good to instill in motor memory, you know.
Right.
And that's what you'll draw on under stress,
yep.
Which you've done. And if you repeat this enough... it becomes very good.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and you change it up, you know, every week. Like, yeah. You know, stage one might be, you know, left to right. And the next week it might be middle, left, right, or right, middle, left. I mean, it changes all the time. And that's what he's talking about. You have to constantly adjust. And that's what you would have to do in a defensive situation. You're going to have to adjust to something you've never done before, circumstances you've never been in. And this type of shooting prepares you to make those adjustments. Like I said, Friday Night Steel is the best thing I've seen in that regard. Fairfield Sportsman's Club, it's starting again on May 6th. May 6th.
Yeah,
and that you start shooting at what time?
We start setting up at 4 o'clock, so if anyone wants to show up early and help set
targets,
which
is helpful. Yeah.
And then we start shooting between 4 and 5 whenever we get the stages set up and
gotcha.
People are ready to go.
Yep.
And we go through till everyone's done. We sign up from 4:30 on through about 7.
Mm-hmm.
At 7 we cut it off because it takes about an hour to get through the course.
And okay, and people,
it's dark.
Whatever handgun they carry they can bring?
Yeah, pretty much. We don't allow magnums like 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum and stuff because they'd damage the targets.
Yeah.
But we have a 22, we have revolver, pretty much any conventional revolver. And then we have a stock gun, which is the biggest class, which is your Glocks, your SIGs,
right.
your things like that. And then an unlimited, which not many people shoot, which is the race guns.
Right.
But we do have all stages for all those things.
There you go. And if you do shoot, if you carry a 357 Magnum, just bring 38 special loads.
Sure.
And you're good to go. You don't want to shoot steel at close range with a Magnum load anyway. It splatters too much.
It's
worse than anything else. But anyway, Friday Night Steel, that's
www.fridaynightsteel.com. And please, before you come out, to read the rules section and the information sections. They'll give you all the details as far as safety and what we do there.
Yeah. Big on safety out there. That's important. And for good reason, okay? For good reason. That's, you know, there's some people that don't know all the rules. They've not handled a lot of guns. It's fine for you to come out. It's good to check those rules out on the website. And then just listen to the people who know, because people out there are just there to help and have a good time. So, okay, we got to take a short break for the news. If you'd like to join the show, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Everyone loves free, right? A free coffee, a free side of fries. Well, how about a free grand? Now at Cary Buick GMC in Tri-County, when you reserve your new 2011 Buick Regal or GMC Terrain, they'll waive the freight and prep charges, saving you up to $1,000. Plus, you'll get all factory incentives on top of that. Truckloads are coming, so reserve your Regal or Terrain now. Only at Cary Buick GMC in Tri-County. Visit CaryBG.com.
Dealer contribution may affect consumer cost. Offers end 5/1/11. Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range. All in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Hi, Mrs. Miller. I have the cookies you ordered.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, you have 5 boxes of Snacker Bobbles, 3 Little Yummers, and your total is $0.
You mean they're free?
Yep, they're free.
Well, it's a pleasure doing business with you.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, August 2010.
This is a 3030 Fox News update on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. At least 45 deaths in a half dozen states over 3 days. The latest measures of nature's fury. Mopping up operations underway in hard-hit North Carolina.
It's the sound of residents cleaning up after a devastating run-in with Mother Nature. Anna Gillian family had a pine tree land on their house.
So we have roof and window damage.
But they said they're fortunate. The neighborhood is receiving help from an influx of volunteers.
Kyle Wilson with Fox affiliate WRDU in Raleigh. New rules for air traffic controllers after yet another controller caught napping on the job.
One extra hour of sleep, more overnight managers, and no more switching schedules to get a long weekend. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood unveiling the changes on Fox News Sunday.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Stone. It's safe to eat fish from Alaskan waters. Health officials say it's unlikely seafood will be contaminated by the leaking Japanese nuclear plant. Fox News. We report, you decide.
55 KRC.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push On Sweepstakes because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now, sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only 1 blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Now, more straight talk about the impact that advertising on 55KRC has made on business.
I'm Lance Snar, CEO of Toma and Sutton Eye Care. We advertise heavily on 55KRC. So the frequency of hearing our name plants that seed so that when that time comes that a customer is going to make that purchasing decision, we come first to mind. I can't say enough how happy we are with our advertising on 55KRC.
For more info, contact Ginger at 55KRC, 513-686-8370.
Brian Thomas coming up in the morning show. Nathan Bachrach and Ed Thing for Money Monday, of course, but are they going to raise the debt ceiling? And we're talking about that 2012 budget battle as well. Morning show, 55KRC, the Fox Station.
All right, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show with a question or a comment, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time. If you'd like to join the show, if you got a question or comment, we always have lots of questions or comments about guns. Guns are a topic people like to talk about. So if you've got something you want to talk about, firearm related, call in now, 513-749-5500. We were talking to Dr. Keith Nelson before we went to break. We were finishing up there talking about Friday Night Steel. Friday Night Steel is coming. Get ready for it. FridayNightSteel.com. Look at the website. You're going to absolutely love going to Friday Night Steel, so do that. It's good. It's a good thing. We're this morning, as I said, we were talking out on the range at the concealed carry class, and you were talking to your students about mental preparedness, mm-hmm. and that is a that is an area that I think is underrepresented in firearms training.
I agree. You know, yeah. You have to have the physical skills, but the mental preparation, mental attitude is really more important than that.
Yeah.
It's as important anyway.
Sure.
And people tend to think, well, I've got training and I've got a gun, and so if something happens, I'll be prepared. Not really.
No. No.
You have to think through it. You have to think through scenarios. You have to think through what if. Mm-hmm. Not really what if, but when. Right. When something happens, what will I do? How will I respond?
Right.
Am I ready for this?
Right.
Look at your house and see where your control points are there, and mm-hmm. All those things.
Yeah. You know? And it makes sense that you know, you would try to think about these things. I mean, we try to get people, you know, to do this for home safety, for home fire safety, to think about a plan for dealing with this, think about a plan for dealing with that. I'm not sure, you know, how it gets lost in firearms, but you meet a lot of people. In fact, on the way home from Target World this morning, I stopped for a drink. For a Diet Pepsi, and the guy behind the counter I was talking to, he's one of these guys that, you know, he bought a gun, he slept through his class, he didn't take your class, slept through his class, and he carries a firearm, you know, and he just feels like, well, you know, as long as I got something, you know, that's all I'm worried about. I know if I pull it out, it's, you know, it's all going to be over anyway. I'm just sitting here listening to him, and I didn't get into it with him, you know, the whole conversation, but on the inside I'm screaming because I'm like, you know, no. I mean, you can't have this conversation. He saw I was wearing a Glock hat, so I immediately started talking about, you know, the 25 automatic he carries in his pocket, you know, just in case. And you know, on the one hand, you know, we understand that, you know, people say, well, you know, I carry a firearm because just in the event of, I just want to have something. Mm-hmm. Having something, you know, isn't enough at all. But before you have something, before you've got the physical thing in your pocket, you've got to have the thing between your ears and gear.
Yeah.
And be ready to deal. I mean, think about it. We were talking this morning about some training where you actually have to take guns, and they're made safe, and they're made so that they cannot fire. But then you have to point them at a classmate and pull the trigger. Because unless you have you ever, and the gun's empty. The gun has been fixed so it can't fire a real bullet, but it is a real gun. And there are people that absolutely can't do it.
Well, 60% that go through something like that hesitate.
Yeah.
You know,
Amy did.
Yeah,
Amy?
I did. The first time we were out at TDI during the furtive movement, you know, all our guns were roped, and we were all supposed to point our guns at the instructor when he, you know, approached and pulled the trigger. And the first few times through the exercise, I would point, but I wouldn't pull my trigger.
It was interesting because I never even, I mean, honestly, it didn't bother me a bit. I didn't even think about it. But when she said that, I can see where there are people that, and then there were a few other people in class we talked to who'd said that they didn't, you know, they never really thought about that. But that's why it's a good exercise. I think you mentioned there's a police academy that does it, I think.
Yeah, they do that. I think in Scarlet Oaks, they actually get people in a circle and do that.
Yeah. But I mean, unless you got your brain in gear and you're ready for this thing, and you got to think about all these things that could happen, think about whether or not you'll really use that firearm. Because if you are not mentally prepared to use it, and you've got it, and you introduce it into a fight between you and another person, what have you done? You've armed them. You've armed your attacker. My gosh, it's bad enough, you know, as it is, and now he's got an extra gun or a gun that he didn't have.
We tell people to read body language of opponents. Body language tells you a lot.
Yeah.
Attention, if they're looking at you and that sort of thing, but they can read yours too.
Absolutely, they can.
And if you're not confident, if you're hesitating,
they know.
Basically, it says you're a target, even
right.
if you've got a gun.
Yeah. And there are people that think that, well, you know, I know that, you know. There are people that think criminals are dumb, and while there may be a component of that, they're also cunning. They can read you. They can read. They operate. They live in a world that we don't live in, and they have to be able to read people to size them up, and they do that. Some of them do it very well. So if you're bluffing, they're going to know it, and they're going to take it away from you. So, okay, let's go to the phones, talk to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I got a couple questions concerning the Friday night steal.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll be a new shooter, and it says that I'm on the website right now. It says adult shooters who haven't fired will have to be approved before competing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we do sorry, Andrew. What we do is if somebody that's new, we'll give them verbal orientation. Usually I do that. And then we'll run you down to a stage and with one of the instructors and just run you through the commands to make sure you know what the commands are and everything to get you comfortable. And if you feel good about it, then you can pay your $5 and shoot the course.
Yeah.
But you should have some experience. We don't encourage people to come out that haven't shot guns before because it's really not a place. You know, you have to have some loading experience, know how to make guns safe and that sort of thing. But otherwise, we'll walk you through it. It's not difficult.
Okay. That's really the big thing. And you answered my other one is the price.
Yeah, it's $5. It's not.
Yeah, you don't have to be a member either. It's the best deal in town.
Yeah, really. I'm telling you. I mean, on Friday night, I mean, you go there, you spend $5, and you hang out, you talk to people, all like-minded people, and you get to shoot these stages, and they're really fun. And you're competing against last week's time, or your time is the only person I ever compete against myself. And I try to beat my previous time, and it's the best use of $5 you're ever going to find. I guarantee it.
How much ammo should you bring?
The course varies. I usually send an email out. If you go to the website and sign up, put your email in there, and then get a response and you reply to that. I usually send an email out Tuesday before the Friday, and I'll tell you how many targets there are. And you can look at the course there. I'll put it up on PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And basically, you want to bring about 50% more than you have targets because you're going to have some misses and stuff. So I recommend bring 150, 200 rounds or so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But there, of course, there's guys like Keith who go out there and they don't have any misses. So they don't need 150 rounds, but the rest of us do. But Andrew, it's a lot of fun. You'll like it if you go out there. You'll meet a lot of people you like, and shooting the stages is a great deal of fun. It really is.
Okay. And then I've got one more quick question.
Yeah.
I'll get off here.
No, go ahead.
I have a carry concealed license for Ohio, but me and my friend were wondering, what's the law regarding transporting a loaded long gun, either an AR rifle, AK, anything like that?
In Ohio, you really can't. The concealed carry license just covers handguns.
So transporting.
Right. Well, it covers handguns in the car. Handguns carrying. It doesn't cover long guns.
Okay. So how do you transport a long gun from
unloaded.
Your house to the range? Unloaded?
Yes.
Ammo in a separate
ammo
part
separate
of the
from the gun. Yeah.
Yeah, ammo separate from the gun. And actually, if it's an AR or something like that, no rounds in the magazines. If you, believe it or not, if you've got the way the law reads is you want the rifle needs to be in one part of the car with the action open. The ammo needs to be in another part of the car. And if you have loaded magazines in the vehicle anywhere, the gun is considered loaded. So you can't go, and which really stinks when you're going to do a lot of rifle shooting, because you can't load your mags up the night before and take them. You gotta transport the mags unloaded. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much,
Andrew. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye. 749-5500, 513-749-5500. If you'd like to join the show, that was interesting. Talk because I get that question a lot because people say, I'd like to be able to carry my long gun loaded. How do I do that? In Ohio, you can't carry a loaded long gun.
No, in Kentucky, the license reads deadly weapon. Now, I don't know what that means, but use your imagination maybe. But in Ohio, it says a handgun.
Yeah, so. Handgun. Yeah, Ohio. We say CCW all the time, but in Ohio, it's not a concealed carry weapon. It's a concealed handgun license.
Right.
Yeah, it's what we misuse that term a lot here in Ohio, but in Ohio it's only for a handgun, not for a long gun, not for a knife, not for anything like that. Okay, we're going to take a short break. 749-5500 if you'd like to join the show. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
It's Rush Limbaugh at noon and on your computer at 55KRC.com.
Search Listen Live
from 55KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55KRC, the talk station.
Yep, this is Trigger Time, 749-5500, 513-749-5500, if you'd like to join the show. Talking tonight to guest expert Dr. Keith Nelson. Dr. Nelson teaches the CCW class over at Target World Weekend Class, also runs Friday Night Steel. Check him out, FridayNightSteel.com. We've got a couple of callers online. Let's go to the phones. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hi. You were just talking about loaded magazines for long guns.
Yeah.
I've got a carbine that shoots, that will accept 40 caliber Glock magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a 40 caliber Glock handgun.
Uh-huh.
What if they're both in the car at the same time the way to the range?
It's a real good question.
Do you have a concealed carry license?
Yes, I do, of course.
And you're covered, really. If the magazine fits your gun, you can do that.
Yep.
Okay. But it also fits the long gun.
Well,
yep.
You're in luck.
Yeah, then you lucked out probably. I can't, you know, now here's the thing. There's no guarantee, you know, could you find a police officer that would try to split a hair and say, well, you know, technically you've got loaded mags that will work in this rifle. You know, you're carrying within the limits of your of your permit by having those loaded mags. The long gun, I would definitely make sure the long gun was not laying on the seat next to me. I'd probably put it in the trunk, lock the action back like normal. So it looks like you're not trying to get skirt the law. You're trying to carry consistently.
Okay, the magazine separated from the rifle.
But I've got a blazer, so there is no trunk.
Well, yeah, but there's a back, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You just put it in the back. In other words, you know, it's like saying, well, you know, I got a blazer, so I kept it on the front seat next to me with a magazine laying next to it. So that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, have it in the back. Try to go as far as you can toward compliance. It's just like those AR-15 pistols. You know, technically, you can carry an AR-15 pistol because it's a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a pistoled AR-15 with a 30-round magazine. Hanging on your body or in a case in your car, and your handgun license covers that. If you had another AR-15 in the vehicle, I would make darn certain that I had it in the back with the bolt locked back, you know, because, again, you don't want to look like you're trying to press the issue, but you're carrying within the limits of your license there. I think you're okay.
Okay.
Okay, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Anna. Anna in Kentucky. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I'm actually looking. I'd like to buy two separate guns. I'd like a small concealed carry for like personal
mm-hmm.
protection, and then a larger one for home protection. And really, I don't know the first thing about guns.
Okay.
So I would like to know just where can I go and learn, and is there anything like can I try before I buy? I owned a gun a long time ago, and I know it just took everything I had to pull that trigger back.
Well,
and I don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, before I did, I'll tell you, before I bought any guns or even went to a shooting range and shot, I think I'd sign up for some training, wouldn't you? I mean, Target World has the basic training. Even the CCW classes kind of expect them to be able to handle the gun a little bit, but probably be okay. You know, I mean, so.
And a lot of the ranges, I don't know where you live in Kentucky, but there's a couple of ranges. I don't know if Independence is still open there and Marks and in other places, but they usually have rental guns where you can rent the gun for $5 or something and try it if you want to try that
one. Oh, okay.
And then you could just see if it works for you. If it doesn't, you try another one. And you know, if you have friends that have guns, you could maybe shoot one of theirs
and get
some experience.
I owned a gun, and I shot it as many times as I could, but it put a blister on my finger.
Yeah,
it was
they'll
horrible.
Do that. They'll do
I
that.
Have shot, but it's been years and years since I have.
You know, I would look into look into some training as well. You know, you can
yes.
you can get training at all the shooting ranges have classes. Just about No Target World's got basic classes. You know, you if you listen to the show much, you hear us talk about Tactical Defense Institute. You know, that's a place in West Union. You know, it's my
what's
favorite place to go. Tactical Defense Institute, TDI, www.tdiohio.com. They offer classes and all the way to, you know, SWAT level classes. So you can go as far as you want to go. But I would get some training and some experience. And yeah, shoot them. Like, I know if you go to Target World, you can rent. Like, if you think you want to own a Glock 17, you rent a Glock 17, take it on the range, shoot it, see if you like it. If you don't like it, rent something else. Yeah.
Okay. How do you know what the prices are roundabout?
Well, training is, you know, training is like out at Tactical Defense Institute, you've got the 3-day handgun class is probably like $550.
Wow.
And then you've got the ammunition cost. I know Target World does basic training. It's not that expensive. What is it, like 40?
It's like 45, I believe.
Yeah, for like $45 for an hour and a half or 2 hours in the mornings. You can call them or visit them on the web. That's at targetworld.net. But I think, you know, getting in some class. And then when you get your concealed carry, you know, I think, you know, I don't know, can she come if she's in Ohio? She's in Kentucky.
That's
can she come to Ohio?
You won't get your Kentucky license with Ohio training. You have to have a Kentucky course.
Yeah, so you'll have to go to Kentucky course.
But you can. There's several instructors down in this area in Kentucky that that do that.
Yeah.
Okay, but could I still go up to Target World?
Yep, you can go to Target World and get. Yep, and you can go up Target. Well, you can go to Target World and get the basic training in that. When it comes time to get your training for your permit, you'll have to go to a Kentucky. CCW class.
Okay.
And you will have to buy your gun in Kentucky. They won't, if you're a Kentucky.
That was another thing I was wondering about.
Yeah, and they won't sell a gun to you.
Or have it shipped to a dealer in Kentucky.
Or you can have it shipped to a dealer in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So, like, even if I saw something at a pawn shop that I was interested in, could I go up to Target World and see if they had the same gun, rent that, and try it, and say, oh, okay, that's a decent gun? Or
yeah, sounds like a plan. Okay. Yeah, people do it all the time.
Okay.
Okay,
awesome.
Anna.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye
bye.
All right, let's talk to Ken. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I had a question about the, at least what you interpret the wording of the new law to be in the restaurant carry.
Okay.
How would places like the Cincinnati Convention Center, in particular, and places like that be where there's kind of a split, they do serve alcohol, they do serve food, how do you think they'll be handled?
Well, there's a couple of things. They could prohibit the carrying of handguns by posting it. And that would preclude you from doing that. Now, if it's not posted, we call serving alcohol, in other words, if it's a convention center or a restaurant, Class D license. Class D means a license to actually consume on premises. And that'll be covered under this law, but you can't drink, but you can go in a restaurant. Now, whether that comes to a convention center really depends on their policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, really, what bothers me most is the garages and places you have to park your car, and most of the time it's after dark when you get away. Those kind of places bother me because I've had some unpleasant experiences, as you related to earlier, people approaching you, and it's just not very comfortable at all for me.
And, we have a fundamental right to protect ourselves, and, you know, we're not the problem. So, you know,
understand that.
You know, you go out to dinner and have your meal, sit down, have your meal and wearing your firearm, you've been trained, you're carrying within the limits of the law. You know, that really shouldn't be a problem for anybody. So, you know, we're not the bad guys. So
basically we're going to just wait and see how this thing pans out what the final language is going
to
be.
That's probably going to be the case. I have to wait and see how it pans out.
Yeah, it isn't finalized yet. It has to go through the House and then it has to be signed off. So there's some changes that are going to probably, so they haven't got the final wording out yet.
And then the businesses will still have the option of prohibiting it.
Yes, they will.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's going to be that'll be the thing. I mean, they can always just hang a sign on the door, and then it's a moot point anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. All right, 749-5500. If you want to join the show, it looks like we have a few callers joining us now. Always the last. They always wait to the last. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Bob. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just have a question. I live I'm a resident of Ohio. Plan to get a concealed carry. But I work downtown, regularly go over to northern Kentucky. Once you get a concealed carry for Ohio, then you just go through the same process in Kentucky so you can across the state line?
We have reciprocity with Kentucky, Bob. We have reciprocity with 29 states. And
okay.
If you go to handgunlaw.us, which is a good website, and click on Ohio, it'll show you the states we have reciprocity with. Yep. Kentucky is one of them, Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, West Virginia, most of the states around us.
Yeah, you're good to carry.
So you're good to carry there.
You're good to carry in Kentucky once you got your Ohio permit.
You have to follow their laws, though, so do a little reading up on what the Kentucky laws are, because they might be a little different.
Yeah, that handgunlaws.us is, he's right, that's a great website. Check that out, handgunlaws.us. Mm-hmm. That'll give you the particulars.
Thank you very much.
All
appreciate
right,
it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, we got about a minute and a half. I saw somebody called. They'll probably block phones off, but somebody called and had a question up there that says, is there an age limit? And it said older. So I guess somebody was calling and wanted to know if there was an upper age limit. There's not an upper age limit at all. I will tell you that, people all function within the limits of their own abilities.
My oldest student was 87.
Yeah.
And he was very functional and right. World War II veteran.
Yeah. So, this guy.
So it really depends on the individual. Now, yeah. I've had to not pass a couple of people that had conditions, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, things like that made it unsafe.
Right.
And I just have to do that screening. And I don't like to do it, but I have to.
Right. Well, yeah, you're responsible. You feel responsible anyway. You're signing a certificate.
Yeah, but if something goes wrong, it'll come back to me.
Right. I mean, you're the one putting them out there and saying they're trained. So certainly nothing personal. Well, Dr. Nelson, the hour's gone. We appreciate you being here.
It's always
a pleasure to have you on the show. Again, concealed carry instructor weekends at Target World, targetworld.net. Check those out also. Don't forget the Snubby Revolver course at Tactical Defense Institute. Both Target World and TDI you can get to off our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com. We're going to have Keith back again and again. So see you next week.
Thank you, and I enjoy it every time.
Good.
We've got another minute.
So when we, as we're closing out here, saying goodbye, we were talking about concealed carry too. Wanted to take the last 30 seconds to talk about concealed carry too. If you are carrying a firearm, and hopefully you are, again, I keep saying that, and what we would like to do is take you from, okay, we got your permit, got your gun in your holster, now we want to work on getting the gun out of the holster. So what we do is we get you out on the range and we put you into a situation where you are in a real life kind of scenario. You're not under any real danger, but it's going to make you act and respond within certain constricted times with that firearm, and that's what we want to see. So look us up on our website, triggertimewithjoe.com, and consider signing up for concealed carry too. Amy, take it away.
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe and Amy. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55 KRC, The Talk Station.